Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Public Works Director AP about spring repairs.
Talking Indianola streets, AP, first of all, how did you think the Indianola roads recovered from a very cold winter, and we haven't quite gotten to that wet part of spring yet?
Right. So it's in a way, I mean, we kind of expect this kind of winter staying in Iowa, so we were prepared for the winter, and now, I mean, it's we got an early spring, but which is good too. You know, I don't mind having an early spring. It's better than the snow removal. So I think where we are finding it challenging is due to the weather fluctuations. We are seeing a lot more potholes in the roads, which is not a surprise. It's expected. So basically, at this time, we are doing a lot of pothole patching and street repairs, getting ready for this year's street maintenance activities, which is full depth pavement repairs and asphalt repairs.
Well, speaking of that pothole repair, I feel like it's a never-ending battle, but where are we at right now in the spring as we prepare for a lot of those bigger projects that are starting later this spring and throughout the summer?
Yeah, so basically, we generally at this time of the year, spring early, right after winter, we tend to do a lot of pothole repairs because of the freeze-thaw cycles. We see a lot of pothole repairs. We have already applied more than 35 tons of cold mix asphalt in the entire city of Indianola. You know, we have 160 plus miles of roadways. So we have applied, like I said, 35 tons of pothole asphalt mix for our potholes. So at this time, our main priority is getting to potholes, whether it's complaint driven or staff driving around and street staff driving around through the city of Indianola and trying to do the pothole repairs, you know. And then we also have, depending on the failures, we have the short-term full-depth pavement repairs too, you know. Other than the bigger project, the bigger scheduled projects, we have bigger projects like the square reconstruction, Iowa Avenue reconstruction. Currently, through April and May, we are primarily focusing on pothole repairs.
Well, talk us a little bit about how you're preparing for the streetscape and Iowa Avenue. You know, those are the two big projects that you mentioned. It's not quite there yet, but you still have to spend a lot of time getting ready to kind of get into the meat of those projects.
Right. So basically, Iowa Avenue was bid out last year, and the construction has recently started. A few weeks ago, the contractor closed the roadway. It's just recently started. They have started doing the utility work on that. So I'm expecting that this will be the East Iowa Avenue, which is currently a gravel road, will be paved with concrete. It's partially funded through a federal grant, federal EDA, Economic Development, I think it's Economic Development Authority grant. So basically, we are on schedule for that. It should be open before the balloon festival. So Iowa Avenue, we are on schedule currently. As far as the square reconstruction project is concerned, we are currently taking the bids for that. It should be due pretty soon, within next week. We are expecting the bid opening for that. And once the bid opening starts, it's scheduled to start during this calendar year and supposed to take almost the entire calendar year next year too. You know, so it's a bigger project. It's plus $7 to $8 million project, which is also funded by another source. So basically, it's partially funded. So basically, these are the two major projects that is planned for this fiscal year. And there's other minor projects like Valley Place reconstruction and all. We are currently in the design stage. There's other bigger projects that's also planned for next fiscal year, which starts on July 1st, which includes South K Street and Hillcrest Avenue planning stages, where we get into a contract with an engineering consultant to basically design the construction of design for the construction of South K Street and Hillcrest Avenue.
Well, as we always like to wrap up these interviews, if a resident notices a pothole or some sort of a calamity with the street, how should they go about letting you know about it, and how can they help get that repaired?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. So basically, if any resident sees a pothole, we welcome them to call our street division or go to our Public Works City of Indianola website. Our City of Indianola Public Works Department phone number is 515-961-9415. We will be glad to take those calls and trying to repair the potholes as soon as we can.
Thanks to AP for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.